When you coincide with intention, your impact on others has a calming influence. People tend to feel more at peace, less threatened, and more at ease. The power of intention is the power of love and receptivity. It asks nothing of anyone. It judges no one, and it encourages others to be free to be themselves. As people feel calmer in your presence, they're inclined to feel safe by virtue of the energy frequencies that you radiate. Their feelings are encouraged by your energy of love and receptivity, causing them to want to reach out and be with you. As Walt Whitman put it, we convince by our presence. You'll find that your presence leaves others feeling energized when you're connected to intention. When you bring the frequencies of intention into the presence of others, they'll feel energized just by being in your immediate circle. You don't have to say a word. You don't have to act in any prescribed fashion. Your energy of intention alone will make others in your field feel as if they've mysteriously been empowered in some way. As you begin consciously expressing the seven faces of intention, you'll discover that others begin to comment on the impact you're making on them. They'll want to assist you in fulfilling your own dreams. They'll be energized and volunteer to help you. They'll even begin to offer to finance your dreams with their energized new ideas. Your presence also allows others to feel better about themselves. Have you ever noticed when you're in the presence of certain people that you feel better about yourself? Their compassionate energy has the noticeably pleasant impact of simply making you feel really good about yourself. You'll impact others with this energy of compassion as you develop your connection to intention. On the contrary, being in the company of someone who's disdainful or indifferent impacts you quite differently. If this is the low energy you transmit to others, they're quite likely to depart the encounter feeling less than wonderful about themselves. Moreover, it leaves others feeling as if they're insignificant or unimportant, and obviously feeling worse about themselves when it's a repeated pattern in a significant relationship. Your presence allows others to feel unified. The effect of being in the presence of people expressing high frequencies is to feel unified and connected to all of nature, all of humankind, and to intention. As you raise your frequencies, your impact on others invites them to be on the same team. You are unified and want to assist each other in the fulfillment of a common objective. Your presence also instills a sense of purpose in others. When you're in the higher spiritual energies, you bring something to others that's almost inexplicable. Your presence and behavior from a space of love and acceptance, non-judgment and kindness, becomes a catalyst for others feeling on purpose in their lives. By staying at the higher energies of optimism, forgiveness, understanding, reverence for spirit, creativity, serenity, and bliss, you radiate this kind of energy and convert lower energies to your higher vibrations. These people whom you so non-deliberately impact begin to feel your quiet reverence and serenity. Your own purpose, which revolves around serving others and therefore serving God, becomes fulfilled. And as a bonus, you've created allies who will want to help you with your intentions. Your presence allows others to trust in authentic personal connections. By bringing the traits of intention to others, you allow trust to be present. You'll notice both an inclination and a willingness on the part of others to open up and confide in you. This is related to the quality of trust. In the atmosphere of higher energy, people trust and want to share their personal stories with you. By being so connected to intention, you are more godlike. And who would you trust more than God to share your secrets with? The opposite results are apparent when you emit the lower energy frequencies. Why? Because your low energies help to create a counterforce. Conflict erupts, winners and losers are necessary, and enemies automatically are created, all because of your unwillingness to stay connected to the faces of intention. Your presence inspires others to greatness. When you're connected to spirit and quietly reflect this consciousness, you become a source of inspiration to others. In a sense, this is one of the most powerful effects that connecting to intention transmits to others. The word inspiration means in spirit. The fact that you're primarily in spirit means that you inspire rather than inform with your presence. You won't inspire others by loudly insisting or demanding that others listen to your point of view. Your presence actually aligns others with beauty. When you're connected to intention, you see beauty everywhere and in everything because you're radiating the quality of beauty. Your perceptual world changes dramatically. At the higher energy of intent, you see beauty in everyone, young or old, rich or poor, dark or light, with no distinctions. Everything is perceived from a perspective of appreciation rather than judgment.